cleaning up a big underground mess. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Today, there are around 4,800 gas stations in Michigan, but at one time, there were a lot more. Many of these gas stations are closed now, but as Mark Brush reports, taxpayers are on the hook for what's been left behind.
One morning, the owner of Logan's Gas and Deli came in to check his inventory, and things were a little off.
In the course of a weekend, they lost about 8,000 gallons of gasoline. They came to operate the station on a Monday, and their 10,000-gallon tank was empty.
Steve Buchema is with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. Buchema is the project manager for the cleanup at this site near Battle Creek. He says when they pulled up the tank, they found a dime-sized hole on the bottom. Gas spread through the sandy soil underground. It went across a street and under a house and a nearby pizza restaurant. Both get their water from underground wells. Buchema says the owner of the gas station tried to clean up the mess, but the insurance company wasn't paying the bills fast enough. The cleanup contractor walked away after they weren't getting paid, and the gas station went belly up. So that's when you and I step in. We pay an extra fee at the gas pump that helps pay for this kind of cleanup. Buchema is showing me their cleanup system. It uses a series of high-pressure valves that force air underground. The air pushes the gas vapor upward.
And the other part of the system is a soil vapor extraction that's essentially like a big vacuum cleaner. It'll suck up all the gasoline vapors from the soil.
Altogether, this cleanup will cost more than $1 million. Luckily, the underground drinking water wells were not affected here. This site is an extreme case. Buchema says most leaks at gas stations don't happen so quickly. They typically leak slowly over long periods of time. These kinds of underground slow leaks have affected drinking water supplies and surface water around the state. And there have been a lot of leaks in Michigan. Today, there are more than 9,000 documented leaks that still need to be cleaned up. Most of the tanks are not actively leaking now, but the pollution remains. In the U.S., only Florida has more open cleanup cases. Around half of these 9,000 sites are orphan sites. The original polluters can't or won't pay for them, so it falls back on the state. But the state has been lagging behind on cleanups.
You could not find a more inefficient, stupid way to run a cleanup program.
Mark Griffin is with the Michigan Petroleum Association. He blames a lot of bureaucratic red tape and a lack of funding for the slowdown in cleanups. In Michigan, there's a 7/8 of a cent fee on each gallon of gas that goes into the Refined Petroleum Fund. That fund was originally set up to help clean up leaks when gas stations replaced their underground tanks. But with the recent tight budget years, that fund has been raided for other purposes.
I believe $10 to $15 million a year during the Granholm administration was siphoned off to the Department of Treasury to pay quality of life bonds.
And the money is still being diverted under the Snyder administration. The 7/8 of a cent that we pay on each gallon of gas generates around $50 million a year for the Refined Petroleum Fund. In recent years, only $20 million of that has been put toward cleaning up these kinds of leaks. This summer, the legislature passed a series of bills aimed at removing a lot of the red tape in the cleanup program. It will also set up an advisory board to take a look at how the money in the Refined Petroleum Fund is spent. The state estimates it would cost around $1.8 billion to clean up the more than 9,000 contaminated sites around the state. So even if all the gas fee money went towards cleanup, it would take decades to tackle the backlog. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.
You can see a map of all the contaminated sites around the state on our website, environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.